The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to another Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Today I want to really carry on to some degree from the previous podcast. I want to draw your attention again to the importance of the Word of God. The Bible says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Well, that's a very clear and strong statement about what the Word of God can do. But the question I want to ask you is this: what is your spiritual diet like? Now, in the world, we find that there is more attention paid to diet. I notice even in travels to poorer countries, there's a concern that one is eating things that will actually do you good. And we know that some people can be very, very studious about this subject, and they're quite rigorous to refuse to eat this and refuse to eat that. And we know also that you can have the problem that sometimes someone's health requires a diet that is very expensive, and therefore that becomes a challenge. But what about your spiritual diet? What are you thinking about in terms of what you're taking into your soul? What I'm saying is, I believe that there is increased attention to what we're taking into our bodies, but perhaps there's still considerable neglect as to what we're taking into our hearts. Now, we know that meals come in various forms, and some meals we refer to as a snack. And one enjoys that. I know when I'm taking seminars in Africa, they love their cup of tea and just a little something to eat, even if it's a slice of bread. This is something that people enjoy. It's not the main meal, but it is there. It is a snack, and it can be very, very helpful and refreshing in the midst of maybe a long teaching session. But spiritual snacks do have their value. Just sort of picking at a verse, having a brief meditation upon a particular passage of scripture, but a snack is not a meal. And I challenge myself, as well as I challenge you, that sometimes it's so important to consider, are we actually having a meal, or are we living on snacks? So what do I mean by a meal? Well, by a meal, I would be using the old-fashioned word, it seems sometimes, of Bible study. When I was a teenager, many churches had a midweek meeting, which was Bible study and perhaps prayer. That seems to have been abandoned by a number of churches. Now, I realize people's time is precious. It's not easy to get people together. I realize that people are tired at the end of busy working days. But I do think we need to look again at how much time we give in our church life, and indeed in our personal life, to study the Word of God. And to study it means to look at the Scriptures, compare Scripture with Scripture. It's good to see where a particular theme is occurring in other places. Recently, I was speaking on Revelation 4 and the whole vision that we're given there of heaven. And Revelation 4, you can see in Daniel and also in Ezekiel. You can see it's not just something on its own. It's part of a wider message being conveyed concerning the character of God and the heavenly sphere. And so it's good to study. It's good to look at commentaries. It's good to have a concordance. It's good to ask questions. it's great when a fellow minister is saying, look, I was going to be preaching on this subject. I'm not really sure what to make of it. Can you help me? What is your insight into this particular passage? I think that's very valuable. That shouldn't be a massively humbling thing to do. We need each other. People have had experience, they've studied, they've read things, and that could bring an insight that will really help us. Again, we're all aware, especially as preachers, how when God has laid a message on our hearts and we bring this message, and we can find that afterwards people will comment on what we might have loosely referred to as kind of on the edge things, and they weren't the central message, and yet something that to us was on the edge was the word of God for them today. We do need to think about our spiritual diet. What are we feeding our minds with? Of course, there are many excellent books written to help us, books about people's lives and the way God has met with them and used them, and we can see that illustrating scripture. But I do think it's important as pastors and leaders, we do need time to be fed ourselves. It's great to feed others, but it's important that we too are fed. And in a very small way, I trust this podcast, which we deliberately keep to well under 10 minutes, is something that just feeds you, just gives you a few thoughts and ideas. One other thing I'll share about diet in terms of church is that, you know, we have to be very careful to avoid just preaching our favourite themes. When did your people last hear a message on the second coming? When did your people last hear a message on hell? When was the last time your people heard a message on repentance? Sometimes we can miss some very important themes because we've got preoccupied in other areas. Obviously, it's valuable to work through a Bible book because then you face up to certain things which otherwise you might not have done. Well, may God bless you. May your personal diet be rich. May the diet you feed others with be rich. And may we listen to God's word, obey God's word, and we know we will be building on the rock, which is Christ. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.